In an effort not to offend anyone, the town of Maplewood, New Jersey, has banned playing instrumental renditions of Christmas carols at public school events. The move prompted Weekend Edition essayist Alfred Lubrano to offer some suggestions so future controversy can be avoided.
As a public service, I've analyzed some popular seasonal songs and carols and fingered a few trouble spots. With luck, carolers can avoid offending anyone and risking assassination by flung fruitcake. First, Frosty the Snowman, especially the line, "He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day." Well, this is quite disturbing. Was Frosty created from restricted embryonic stem cell lines? Was he cloned? And when, precisely, did life begin? My advice? Substitute, "I want a hippopotamus for Christmas." A panoply of problems in Santa Claus is Coming to Town. First of all, this business of making a list, checking it twice, smacks of Ashcroftian Big Brotherism. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Well, that sort of surveillance abrogates hard-won civil liberties. I suggest refraining from singing this Patriot Act ditty until the courts sort it out. God rest ye merry gentlemen. Well, what about the rest of the population? Omit this song. Difficulties accrue in The 12 Days of Christmas. Here the person known as My True Love gave 9 ladies dancing and 8 maids a milking. Combined with the general ho, ho, ho motif of the holidays, this trafficking in women is a moral powder keg. And later lyrics introduce 11 pipers piping, an obvious drug reference. Subtract the 8th, 9th, and 11th days, and you still have 9 days of Christmas. To paraphrase Donald Rumsfeld after he was told that not all of Iraq would be able to vote next month, something is better than nothing. The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. Well, why poor shepherds? Why characterize their socioeconomic status at all? Couldn't they be hardworking shepherds? And the song ends with, "Born is the King of Israel." Steer clear of Middle East references in these testy times. Well, there you have it. Follow these suggestions and you'll have a Merry Christmas. Well, no, better make that Happy Holiday, so as not to offend.
Alfred Lubrano is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer.